Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
Quietly, almost imperceptibly, the air starts to warm, the earth to thaw. Nature sends nutrients into the heart of the system, and everywhere organisms respond, first with fragile buds, then tentative shoots, and finally with mature blossoms and leaves. From the dark of winter hibernation and the brown of dirt emerges the energy of another awakening. An old cycle has ended with the commencement of a new prelude, which resounds everywhere, all around us. Tentative, as sometimes it might seem, that yearning, that questing energy, will not be denied. Even in the shadow of death, life asserts itself, requiems are banished, resurgence is recognized, and we celebrate that glorious energy of this season with a collection of extraordinary compositions inspired by another miraculous awakening. Choirs of sons and daughters will sing at the Lamb's Royal Banquet as organs fanfare the Paschal Celebrants. Do join me here for this glorious program of Music for an Easter Uprising. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams.
Thank you.
Certainly that is as stirring a piece of music as you will ever hear. It began as an improvisation by Charles Tournemire, a French organist who made a recording in the 1930s using the Easter chant Victime Paschali Laudes as his theme. The normal life of an improvisation is once heard, then only remembered. It disappears into the air. But this improvisation was recorded, and that recording was later transcribed by Tournemire's pupil, Maurice Duruflay, and the print version of the work has become a real classic. There it was played by Duruflay's wife, Marie-Madeleine Chevalier, in a recording made in 1967 on the huge Moeller organ at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., and certainly it provided a vibrant beginning to this Pipe Dreams broadcast of music for an Easter uprising. Certainly did toss the tulips, didn't it? And it's a collector's item, too, or was, in LP format. But that recording has experienced its own recent resurrection. Now it's a compact disc reissue on the Gothic label. Find them on the web at gothicrecords.com. Behold the Paschal Victim. So begins the original chant sequence from which that music evolved. Let's listen again. First to the original theme, then its transformation once more in a toccata for Easter by the former organist of the cathedral in Orléans, Henri Nibel. Jacques Kaufmann performs for us. Thank you. vibrant Easter toccata by Henri Nibel, who was for many years organist at Orléans Cathedral. A performance by Jacques Kaufmann. It's interesting to think that just as the life-death duality, which is implicit in the Easter story, the celebration of Easter itself contrasts exuberant, well, sometimes actually quite noisy, music with that most fragile of elements, the fragrance of flowers. So here is the calm and quiet of Easter music, which reflects the Easter fragrance. Easter Flowers, the title of this piece, by Alphonse Mailly, Arturo Sacchetti plays at the Evangelical Church in Rome. perhaps sight unseen, but present nonetheless. Could you smell them? Easter Flowers, the title of that piece, music of Alphonse Mailly. Arturo Sacchetti performed. Another traditional Easter melody begins, O sons and daughters, let us sing. Mostly it will be brothers singing, and we'll hear them first. And then Jean-François Dandreu provides an offertory for Eastertime based on that old Gregorian chant. The Gregorian Choir of Paris joins Jean-Patrice Bross, who plays the organ at the Church of Saint-Bertrand in Comminges.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O Christi,
alleluia.
vibrant variations on the Easter theme, O Filii et Filiae, O Sons and Daughters, Let Us Sing. That music by French Baroque composer Jean-François Dandrieu. He was organist at the Royal Chapel and certainly created some regal music there. Our performance on the 18th century instrument at the Church of Saint Bertrand in Comminges in France. Jean-Patrice Bross was soloist. His performance preceded by singing of the Gregorian Choir of Paris. I'm Michael Barone. Whether it was composed centuries ago or in recent days, ours is joyous music for an Easter uprising here on this edition of Pipe Dreams.
Thank you.
Christ is arisen, the martyr of all. Let us rejoice, since he will be our trust. Christ, have mercy. The Lutheran tune, Christus Erstanden, which we've heard in settings by Bach there, has its roots in old Roman Catholic Gregorian chant. And in Bach's Guide for the Practicing Church Organist, the Orgelbüchlein, the little organ book, we find each of this chorale's three verses set somewhat differently, yet each confident throughout. Kevin Boyer, who has recorded the entire Bach organ works for the Nimbus label, played for us on the Markussen organ at the Church of St. Hans in Odense, Denmark. Find Nimbus records on the web at nimbus.ltd.uk. Contemporary German composer Hans Ludwig Schilling takes the very same tune which Bach used and creates a rather different sort of three-movement piece for organ with trumpets. Bernhard Kratzer joins organist Martin Sander, who plays on the Santner instrument at the cathedral in Villingen in Germany. Again, an Easter reminder that Christ is arisen. Christ ist erstanden.
Thank you.
really a gorgeous recording of a fine and very interesting piece, the canzona on the Easter hymn Christ ist erstanden, Christ is risen, music by Hans Ludwig Schilling of Germany. Martin Sander played the organ at the Villingen Münster in Germany with trumpeter Bernhard Kratzer. This release on the Fermata label, which is imported by Albany Distribution. Realizing that even the most commonplace compact discs of organ music are apparently increasingly difficult to find in stores, I do provide you with a list of repertoire of recordings and the resources of access. It's available on our website. This is program 2016, Music for an Easter Uprising, and you will find our list at pipedreams.org on the web. Now here's Marilyn Kaiser with a festal flourish. Festal Flourish by Gordon Jacob of England, performance on the 1996 Shantz pipe organ at Fairmont Presbyterian Church in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Soloist was Indiana University professor Dr. Marilyn Kaiser from her album titled Seasons of Festivity, which is a release on the RK label. Seattle-based composer Peter Halleck takes a somewhat more restrained view of the Easter celebration in his anthem Ad Regias Agni Dapes, at the Lamb's Royal Banquet. Oboist Leslie Reed and English hornist John Peterson join in, after which we'll hear a report on This Bright Easter Morn, which is an anthem by Craig Phillips, who is the organist in this recording in both instances. Performance by the choir and brass of All Saints Episcopal Church in Beverly Hills, California. Thomas Foster conducts two anthems for Easter, first by Peter Halleck, then by Craig Phillips.
Amen.
from All Saints Episcopal Church in Beverly Hills. Two anthems for Easter, the first one by Peter Halleck at the Lamb's Royal Banquet, and then On This Bright Easter Morn by Craig Phillips, who was the organist at All Saints Church when this recording was made on the Gothic label. Thomas Foster led the All Saints Choir and Brass Ensemble. Unbound is death's dark prison. All heaven and earth resound. That's the spirit. And onward we go. I'm Michael Barone with music for an Easter uprising on this edition of Pipe Dreams. In the Devonshire districts of England, one finds Buckfast Abbey, the monastery of the Order of St. Benedict, where we are listening to music by one of the resident monks, Father Sebastian Wolfe, who has been at Buckfast since 1948. Jeremy Filsell has played Father Sebastian's Fanfare for Easter Day. The organ at Buckfast Abbey is quite famous. It was designed by Rafe Downes and built by the J.W. Walker Company back in 1939, at that time incorporating what seemed to be rather progressive notions concerning organ tone, reflecting on the return to clarity of Baroque instruments, something which has become far more commonplace. But though this was an avant-garde instrument then, it still sounds quite convincing now, and I think the Baroque aspect of it is very beautifully shown in this set of variations by Father Sebastian Wolfe, based on the hymn Christ the Lord is Risen Again, which here is connected to a tune that we also use at Christmas time, Orientus Partibus.
Thank you.
another piece of Easter music from Buckfast Abbey in England, work by Buckfast monk Father Sebastian Wolfe, his Partita on Christ the Lord is Risen, based on the tune Orientis Partibus. Playing the Abbey organ was Jeremy Filsell, one of England's outstanding younger artists, also a superb pianist, who is recorded on the Herald label in this repertoire. On the Guild label, he has recorded the complete works of Marcel Dupré and also has played them in concerts, which is quite an undertaking. Jeremy Filsell, watch for him. Elsewhere in England, at the Tonbridge School in Kent, a modern resurrection took place a few years ago when, following a disastrous fire, the campus chapel was rebuilt from the walls out, and in it a new Marcusson organ was installed, on which Kevin Boyer plays for us this somber meditation by Sir Peter Maxwell Davis, Reliqui Domum Meum, which takes us back to those fragile moments before Easter, when life was cut short, the spirit left in uncertainty. After the Davis piece, Charles Callahan will ask a pointed musical question, and Sir Arthur Bliss will provide an affirmative response. Along with Kevin Boyer, James Culp, and Colin Walsh perform as we reflect again on the beginnings of our Easter uprising.
Thank you.
Fanfare for a King, in this case applied to the King of Kings, on Easter Sunday. Music by Sir Arthur Bliss, performed at Lincoln Cathedral in England by Colin Walsh. Before that, and with a distinctly American tonal flavor, the 1955 Aeolian Skinner organ at First Presbyterian Church in Kilgore, Texas, was played by James Culp, performing Charles Callahan's improvisation on Were You There?, a very pointed question at Easter time. And before that, a brief meditation by Peter Maxwell Davies, played by Kevin Boyer. One last song for our Easter uprising, this one from Wells Cathedral in England, the choir directed by Malcolm Archer, with Rupert Goff accompanying, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. So our hearts and voices raising through the ages long, ceaselessly upon you gazing, this shall be our song. Words of Michael Sayward, music by John Barnard, with organist Rupert Goff, and the choir of Wells Cathedral in England, led by Malcolm Archer. The hymn, Christ Triumphant. The last verse on this program of music for an Easter uprising. So many wonderful things to hear, and so many details. Well, our website holds some of the answers to your questions. We have a complete playlist with sources for recordings for you acquisitive types, and we are on the web at pipedreams.org. This is Program 2016, Music for an Easter Uprising. Should you not be a web browser, I'll still be happy to send you a playlist which is contained in our quarterly brochure, a free sample of which is yours if you do write to us, care of Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Please include a stamped, self-addressed envelope for the return mail, no postcard requests, and do specify to which station you are listening. This is program 2016, and our address again is Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. And the web address is pipedreams.org. Pipe Dreams broadcasts are made possible by a generous gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by the voluntary contributions of listeners to public radio stations all around the country. Whether you are religious or not, the Easter message applies even so. It is, believe, miracles happen. Or perhaps even more simply, when dark prevails, light will follow. Where winter chills, eventually spring does come. Spread the word. Until next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.